Gil, Gilliam.
Hey everyone, this is Coffee Tigers. We gotta put in the, you gotta remind me to put the audio for the intro.
Oh, the song?
Yeah, the little song. But yeah, welcome everyone. My name's Jose. I got my co-host Andrew right here.
Hello everyone.
Got my lovely wife Sylvia.
What a do, boo.
And got our guest.
A special guest. Everybody on this fucking podcast loves Deftones, much like our fans. And we have Gil here from the cover band.
Yep.
Tribute to Deftones. They're called Waves.
Waves. Tribute to Deftones. Thank you guys for having me. Happy to be here.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Of course.
So you guys have a show coming up, right, on April 13th?
We do, yeah, at the Mix in Pasadena. Super excited about that, so, yeah.
There you go, guys. Make sure you guys come out. Give them a follow. Give them a like on Instagram and other social media and stuff. But let's get to it.
Sure. Let's get to it.
How'd you get into fronting a Deftones cover band, bro?
This is like a, I don't know, 14-year in the making idea that I've had. I've been into the Deftones since I was a teenager.
So I
remember that there used to be this like channel back in like 95 where it was like, you know, you had MTV and yes, they would play videos back in the day. Uh-huh. There was this other kind of TV show where you could call in to the TV station and request the videos. Mm-hmm. And that's where I first heard My Own Summer. That was like on heavy rotation at that time. And I heard that and I was like fucking blown away.
Yes.
So Deftones fan ever since, you know, obviously after that, they came out with White Pony, Hooked, you know what I mean? And then just, they've just been the soundtrack to my life. You know what I mean? It's just something that's always resonated with me. I feel like I've grown with their music. I was a musician, you know, my late teens, early 20s, moderately successful band. Mm-hmm. And I would say that one of my biggest, or actually probably my biggest influence was Deftones in how we wrote songs and how we wrote lyrics. You know, when that band broke up, you know, I moved to Vegas for a little while. We broke up in like 2006 or seven, somewhere around there.
What was the band called?
We were called Running Late, and then we were called Light the Sky. Very heavily Deftones. Glassjaw.
I love Glassjaw, bro.
I have the Deftones tattoo right here.
But sexy.
I've got the Glassjaw tattoo. That was my first tattoo on my back. Glassjaw's like my first love. Morrissey. I got a Morrissey tattoo.
You're speaking our language.
We fuck to Morrissey. I watch him fuck up to Morrissey.
Oh, my God.
No, he does it. I try. Don't mind me.
So, yeah, like I said, this is a long time project in the making because I remember when Diamond Eyes came out, I had the idea because I had already, you know, the band had been done for a few years and I was like itching to play music. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to find people at that time to do a cover or a tribute band. And it's so difficult. You would imagine like everybody wants to jump on a project like this, but I've been trying for literally, you know, 13 years, mm-hmm. basically trying to get people to do it. And I've had like jam sessions, like friends here and there that like will, you know, we're down. We'll learn a couple songs and then, you know, we'll jam out and then it fizzles out. You know what I mean?
So back in the day, like people would hang out in a certain section at the record store or like be in the magazine or like they'll have like bulletin boards where it'd be like, I'm looking for a drummer. How is it nowadays? Were you like online?
Are you on Craigslist?
Yeah, Craigslist.
Oh, Penny Saver?
This is the funniest story. I was at the gym.
Oh my God.
The gym. So I do like this boot camp in Alhambra.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I know. So I've been doing that since like 20. I know it doesn't look like it, but I've been doing this since like 2020. And
Bro, I had Koinoi Okan as soon as I saw you, man.
Like, bro, you got a nice job. I'm like, fuck.
You're definitely a front man.
They're going to ask for
you. You are, bro.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Trying to keep it fresh at 43.
You were at the gym.
Yeah, so I was at the gym, and there was a guy there who knew me from back in the day, the band days, back when we would play in Alhambra. Mm-hmm. And he played in this band, plays in this band called Chocolate. They were really big in the San Gabriel Valley. And so they're still doing it. We actually share a rehearsal space with them. But he, you know, I told him about the project and it kind of the same reaction that I've always gotten. So I didn't really get my hopes up, but then the gym had this, picnic out in June of last year. So it hasn't even been a year. And I talked to him about it at the picnic and he's like, well, this other guy who goes to the gym, Aaron, and then he introduced me to Aaron And I recognized them. Like, I've taken classes with them. I was like, oh, yeah, I know that guy. And he's like, well, that's our guitar player. They were doing a cover band, and they were doing just 90s and 2000s, like, rock. Like, they were playing a lot of, like, Nirvana, Foo Fighters, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Dope. And so I said, well, what else do you guys play in that era? And they're like, oh, we play blah, 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 Deftones. And I'm like, well, what do you play by Deftones? They're like, oh, we play Change. And I was like, well,
you're like, whack. Dude, I've gotten so much flack for that shit.
Chino blocked him from Twitter because he kept saying, like, what would you say?
That I was like, bro, when are you going to stop playing Chain, man? I'm like notorious for that shit,
dude.
Bro.
You have to
play Chain, dude.
It's their signature song. I
know, man. It's a signature
it's
song.
It's just like, Angel's such a good, like, a big fan that, like, we love
I'm
so many songs.
I'm a fucking diehard, bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, like, I've seen them for years, bro. Like, every time they're in town, I see them like 4 or 5 times. I follow them sometimes. Everything Chino does, I do. Like, I go to.
Yeah.
And, man, I just, you know, for like 5 years, bro, they played the same fucking set, dude. And I'm like, you know, at least put out Change and maybe add like something else, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're deep cuts, bro. And, like, you know, we never get to hear that shit. And, like, you know, I understand Change is like a monumental song that they made them huge, you know?
Yeah.
But man, I'm just tired of hearing it, bro.
Like, yeah.
I think you might be, you know, that's a losing fight, I think, on that one.
I bit off more than I could chew and I got blocked, man. And I was like, fuck.
Okay, so you were asking them, well, what do you do beyond Change? Like, well, you know, how'd that, you know.
Oh, yeah. So I was asking them what they do. Like, so they mentioned Change and I said, well, would you guys be interested in just kind of like doing a specific like Deftones only? And again, same reactions, like maybe, like we'll try it out. Give us a list of like 4 songs to play. So I made them a list and then we got together like 2-3 weeks later and we played those 3 songs and it sounded really, really good for being our first practice. And I think that's what kind of hooked them is that how good we sounded without ever even jamming together. Like that chemistry was already there. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So, you know, they had a bass player. Well, they had a guitar player that plays bass and he's a Deftones fan, luckily.
So he
came in and we just completed it. And ever since then, it just clicked and finally have it after.
I remember when I was on Instagram. Wow. I was like, what is this cover band? And I was like, man, where are these ones from? And I saw you guys were like in the area.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to do one of their shows up one day. And then I invited them. They went with me to the Oppie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Highland
and, like,
Park.
Bro, you guys sounded fucking hard. Like,
yeah.
I really enjoyed that shit.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. And you guys were playing Minerva, and I was like, oh, my dick is moving, bro.
is that what that was?
That's what it was.
I felt that.
You probably heard that.
Again, like, I didn't go up to you guys right away, but, like, the second show, I introduced myself, but, like, yeah, I'm a huge fucking Deftones fan, and I, like, respect that shit, like,
yeah,
what you guys are doing, and you guys got love for the band like that, and anything Deftones I support, man. And
yeah,
they're the same, man.
Yeah,
Morrissey, we love Morrissey here too, and I love Glasgow too. Really.
Yeah,
I wonder what the correlation is. Like, anybody who's like a Deftones fan absolutely loves Morrissey and the Smiths. Like, I don't.
What's your nationality?
Well, my parents are from Mexico.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, so same.
Yeah, so we're all the same here. Yeah, I think because I've seen videos lately about, like, you know, Latino people, how they like. They kind of correlate to the music because it's all the emotion or something like that.
It's almost like it's not expressed because we live in kind of a macho, society,
macho society.
You know, you know, our dads maybe like, didn't really share the feeling.
Don't be a hot dog,
fool. So you've got to.
Yeah, I had a friend that told me like a while back. He's all like, "Yeah, I don't listen to Morrissey because my uncle says if you listen to Morrissey, you turn gay."
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, bro, it's it's music, you know?
That's actually science. There's science to back that.
Didn't Marilyn Manson say that in his, like, book? I remember him saying that.
Never read it, but it sounds interesting. I would like to read that one day.
But it was cool, though. Like, going back to my teenage days, it was cool to, like, have that representation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I'm Mexican. I'm of Mexican descent. And to, you know, I grew up watching MTV, and it was all, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, big hair bands, and nobody looked like me. And then all of a sudden you see Chino Moreno.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Frank Delgado. And it's like,
whoa,
yo,
fucking
like
love
I'm getting
Frank.
Some representation here. So
absolutely.
At Dia de los Deftones this past year, we all go to, you know, we have a big group like Gilbert, all the homies.
We roll deep.
I don't know if you've seen Gilbert's leg tattoo, but it's a portrait of Chino. It's pretty famous. He used to be on Tumblr and shit.
Wow.
But like,
it's Chino screaming into
Chino
the mic,
screaming
right?
Into the mic, yeah. And it's on the back of his leg. And like, we all get together at this bar called Trivoli on Friday, the night before the festival. And, dude, the band, some of the guys from the band come in. We all hang out with them. We buy them beers all night. And
oh, that's like, dope.
Frank is the coolest motherfucker ever, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Abe
yeah.
is cool as fuck. And we kicked it this past year with Crook, too.
Yeah, yeah. And he was around. They were all around.
I yeah, remember. Bro. It was so dope. So if you're going to hit that this year, man, we'll
Let's go. Link up. I'm man. In, dude. Let's
Hell yeah.
Go. Yeah.
Maybe that guy can get my face screaming into a mic yes. right? on his other leg.
On his yeah. fucking tit right here, bro.
Yeah, something, somewhere. I've got a big head, though. He's going to need a big canvas.
Bro, you got a lovely size head. I like her hair. I wish I had more hair, man. I'm losing my shit. I was like super, when I was growing up, bro, like not a lot of people liked Deftones in my school. Like I'm sure there was a few people, but I was like a big supporter of them growing up. And like, man, I idolized Chino so much, bro. He like, he is like such a massive influence on like generations of people and like my hair, how I dress and stuff. And like,
same. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's dope to meet other people like that. They like
you,
them
you never know, especially like, I don't know if it was like TikTok, but like there's like this big, huge resurgence now, of
Deftones. Absolutely.
I just got this job. I started about 3 weeks ago. And today, as a matter of fact, when I'm a manager there and one of my guys, For the first time, I went sleeveless. And so he saw my tattoo and he's like, "You like Deftones?" And he's a kid.
He's like,
that was after, but.
Yeah, but it's just. He had to keep it professional.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We had to go to the parking lot for that one.
Hell yeah.
But, you know, like he's a kid. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm like, how do you know Deftones? But it's just, I guess it's like the TikTok thing.
I keep asking my nephews, I'm like, "You like music yet? You fucking, you little dweeb? Like, hurry up. Like, you know, like, so I could, like, teach him the way."
Yeah, of course.
Like, this is good music.
Yeah.
Jose's like, "Hey, you little chenat. You like good shit yet or what?" Like, dude, I feel like that too. Like, I see these younger dudes wearing like Deftones shirts and I'm like, "Fucking poser." Like, when I'm driving past them and shit. But yeah, man, the TikTok thing really like kicked them up again. And like,
yeah.
And when I think about them, like, man, we all saw them like in the prime and shit, man. Mm-hmm. And, like, these kids don't know, like, the full energy, like they put out a live show.
Yeah, I mean, Chino now versus Chino 20 years ago, as far as like energy on stage is completely different. Like, it's sad that they didn't get to experience that, but
yeah,
happy for us that we did. You know?
This last dia, man, I was like in the back and I took like some mushrooms and I was like high as shit all day. And like, they were playing Minerva and like, man, I got so fucking emotional, bro. I was like, dang, like,
you
can see it in his face and like, you can hear it in his voice now. I'm like, dang. It's like, I think it's one of the most happiest pastimes in my life. It's just following the band and, you know, meeting other people that love the band like we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that's just so awesome, man.
I really like Iron Maiden and Ozzy, and they're old as fuck, and they still kind of perform sometimes. I want no less from Chino. Like, I want him to be like 80 years old.
Absolutely.
Like, I'll still go, you know? Like, yeah, I'll still be there.
It just should be an annual thing until they can't.
Oh, you know? Yes, absolutely. And I think that's what's helping the resurgence is also probably due to Dia de los Deftones, mm-hmm. is they're bringing in, they're curating these bands to be on the lineup that are, you know,
they're sick,
a little up and coming bands, mm-hmm. and different genres. So that really opened you up to kids, you know. It's an inclusive, music festival. So I think that helps a whole lot.
Yeah.
But on one of the Dia de los Deftones before the one that just passed, with they had a Turnstile.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And
there
was a lot of young fans for them, and I wanted to go up to them and be like, "Yes, you know, this is good.
Thank you.
You know, like, you're like, it's good. Like, Turnstile is dope as fuck. You like them, right, Angel?
Yeah.
I fucking love Turnstile, dog.
I hadn't heard about them until the festival was coming.
Same. I was raving about them on Instagram for a long time. Like, you know, I'm big in the hardcore scene, too. So, you know, a lot of these bands that are getting recognition is dope. Like, because Turnstile used to be like a full-on hardcore band. Now, they're not so much hardcore anymore, but
still,
they still take
pretty
like,
intense.
They still take these like smaller hardcore bands on tour with them, and that's just dope, bro. Like,
yeah, it is.
Blink is taking them on tour, and like they're blowing them up now. And it's like that's hard. That's what's up.
Yeah, that is dope.
And dude, did you go see the last Glasshouse shows they had in LA?
Of course, man.
Man,
absolutely.
I always try to see them when they're in town, bro. Because they're fucking legends.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like, I'll never miss a Glasshouse. I've actually flown to New York to watch them.
That's what's up. No way.
I'm fucking diehard.
God,
Glasshouse.
That's amazing.
I fucking have loved Glasshouse for like not since I was a teenager, but yeah, at least probably like my early
20s. Yeah, man.
Did they not open for Deftones, right? Glass Jaw? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I saw them play
at the Greek.
At the Greek.
Yeah, we were at that show.
Bro, that was fucking bucket list show for me right
there. Dude, I don't know how much time you have, but I have a story about that show.
No, bro. No, as long as you want, bro.
Plenty of time.
Fucking
please. So, indulge us.
I'm a firm believer in like putting shit out into the universe.
Yes.
Like fucking energy.
Manifesting like,
firm
these.
Firm fucking believer. Yes. So I went to that show and I bought bleeders. That's all that was basically left. So when Glashaw performed, we were up in the bleeders. And I was just watching like the pit from up there. And it just looked like this tiny little, you know, this little speck. And I'm like, damn, bro, like, I really want to be down there. And then I was like, I just had this epiphany. I was like, you know what, dude? By the end of the night, I took my old drummer, Brian. I was like, by the end of the night, we're going to fucking be down there. I don't know how the fuck it's going to happen. We're going to be down there. So little by little, I would see like little gaps. And I'd be like, hey, well, let's go down there. You know, two rows at a time, five rows, 10 rows. We make it to the rail. And then I go use the restroom. And I'm in the restroom. And then I run into my old guitar player, Fred. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that's so crazy. Like, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, one of my friends is a promoter. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And he's like, he actually gave us backstage passes. And that's I was like, oh, dope. And he's like, so I have this, he had this sticker. He had it like on his chest. And I was like, well, what's that? He's like, well, I'm in this like little box area right here. It's like pretty close. It's not in the pit, but it's pretty close.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, can I have it? And he's like, yeah. So he takes it off and I put it on my, I remember I put it right here on my leg. And I was like, do you have another one? And he's like, yeah, let me call my friend. So he calls his friend and he gets the other sticker. So I run back to my friend, Brian. I'm like, dude, we're going down, not to the floor, but to that little area. So he puts his sticker on himself right here. We get to that area. We walk in. And again, my sticker's right here on my leg for those. Obviously, I have to describe it for those who can't see. So it's like on my leg, like right by my dick. Right above my knee where dick my adjacent. Dick rests.
It's like Tourette, man. I'm sorry.
So we're there. And then I see through the corner of my eye, like some white dude, like talking shit to the security guy, like being like pointing at us and being like, probably saying like, oh, fuck those guys. Like those guys don't belong here. Right.
Yeah.
So the security comes up to us and they're like, hey, do you guys have your stickers? And then so my friend showed him a sticker on his shirt. And then I said, you know what? Immediately, a flash. I was like, it was a Latino security guard.
Yeah.
So I was like, bro, is it that white guy over there again? And he's like, yeah, why? I was like, dude, he's been doing this shit to us all night, bro. Like, he doesn't want us here.
Yeah.
He's like, are you serious? He's like, yeah. So he goes and he fucking gets on his walkie-talkie. Couple seconds later, he comes back and he walks us to the pit.
That's what's up. Ooh. That's what's up to the Latinos.
Right before the Deftones came on. So we we watched the entire set from the pit.
That's fucking dope.
Awesome. Was
I was on the rail for that shit. Ah, oh, man, I'm telling you, dog. I love Glashaw and Deftones, like those two legendary fucking bands together. And Daryl sounded so great, bro. Like these last few times I saw them, because I saw him in LA at the Echoplex.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
at Santa Ana. And man, bro, did you like the new record?
You know what? It had to grow on me. Oh, I like man. It now,
yeah.
but it took time to grow on me.
Yeah.
The thing about Glassjaw is like it's weird. Like if you listen to the albums chronologically,
yes.
I feel like this last album, should have come out right after Worship and Tribute.
Yes.
Because when they did like Coloring Book and Our Color Green, all that stuff, that was like really like weird and experimental.
Yeah.
But the new album sounds very very similar
like
to Worship and Tribute.
A dull version of
right, interview. Right, just yeah. Exactly more mature,
more
version.
Bass groovy too, man.
Yeah.
I love that shit, bro.
Yeah.
That's like New York hardcore, bro.
So to me, it had to grow on me because again, like if you're growing with the band and you're growing with the albums, it kind of like takes you back to over here, and it's like, wait, I would have preferred it to be right here.
Yes, bro, we're totally broing, bro.
I feel it,
love
dude.
It, dude.
I feel
we
it.
We should totally touch tips, man.
Hey, we already shouted out their concert coming up, right?
Oh, yeah, the beginning of the episode. Again, April 13th at the Mix in Pasadena, California. Follow their Instagram so you guys can see all their shit, you know?
At Waves Band 23.
Yes, you guys have merch and everything too. You guys support them. We'll be there. Coffee Talkers will be at the show.
Absolutely.
So give us a hug.
Absolutely.
Excited about that, yeah.
But that night, though, bro, I got there like at 2 a.m. to get in line because I was on the rail.
Uh-huh.
And fuck, and that's how I like people remember me because I, from like a teenager, bro, I would show up early as fuck, dude, like hours before the band would even be there and just to get on the rail, man. And like, you know, back then you had to go to an actual Ticketmaster to get tickets and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And those were the days, man. And I remember that show specifically, they busted out Teenager, and that was like MySpace name for like years, bro, the Teenager.
Yeah.
And like, I fucking love that record, dude. and just a lot of old homies that I met through the band were there, and like it was such a great night, man.
Yeah,
like, good times.
Are you professionally like taught on instrument or anything?
Zero.
Not at all classically trained.
So
or
me and
like
you
that.
Connect no. very hard on that because I had a cover Deftones cover band too back in the day with friends.
The Fur. The
fuck
fur.
Yeah.
But it was all we learned all the songs on tabs. And back in the day, there was no YouTube or anything.
Right.
So we would go to the concerts, and the guitar member would be right in front of Steph. And then I'd be in front of Chi because I played bass. And we'd kind of, like, look at them, you know, like, see where their fingers were going.
Absorb it.
Yeah. But it's no professional.
Not a lesson.
Nothing.
Not one lesson, Gil.
That's what's up.
That's okay.
Yeah.
The dick for
You know, before we started recording, he said, I'm going to make a lot of dick jokes. And I was like, he's probably kidding.
No, he really no. is. It's like our thing, bro.
He is not kidding.
The last episode was called...
Did you not look into us?
You know what I should have? I should have prepared.
That was your first mistake.
Bro, yeah. Did you not see our last pose? My dick smells like carnauba wax.
Yeah.
That was a great fucking episode, man.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was really good.
Yeah. I thought we were going to talk about coffee. And fucking tigers and shit. Yeah. I came prepared for that. I went on a Wikipedia and talked about the history of coffee and shit.
That is fucking
the history
great.
Of tigers.
You're like, I learned a lot about tigers in the last week. Man.
Yeah. That's fucking useless now. Should have been learning about dicks. I don't know anything about mine.
Are you an anteater gang? Or?
God, no.
I'm on the anteater gang. Me and a couple of our followers are anteater gangs.
We went to a comedy show, Dave Attell, and one of the comedians like went up before her was talking about how there's an organization for the Jewish community that puts the foreskin back on the penis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and like she was like dead serious. She's like, look this up. So I looked it up, and it led me to a page that had like a virus.
Oh my god! And now you're on a list. And
now I'm on a list.
Yeah, can't fly. But can't leave the country.
But there are like other web pages that I saw that like I didn't like dive in too deep on it, but yeah. It is a thing.
It's true. That's it really is a thing. Yeah.
Dick is a thing, man. It's our thing, man. And we're proud of that shit.
Well, I guess because the babies didn't get the choice.
Yeah.
It's kind of giving them their power back.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
We have a friend that's Jewish. His name is Meth. And
Seth.
But we call him Meth.
And yeah, I told him, I'm like, hey, bro, I looked into it because I was worried for the guy. I'm like, hey, you could, like, get sex toys that kind of, like, give you the feeling like you have foreskin. And he seemed interested, but not really.
he didn't want to discuss that with you?
He was like, fuck, Jose, why? I was like, don't reach out to me again, Jose. That's just weird.
Lose my number. Recently,
like,
he had a
No, he was like, who's this? He didn't even save your number. By the way, he's performing tonight.
Oh, online or some shit. Is he rapping?
Yes. So we're shouting him out, Seth or Matt or whatever.
Because I wasn't sure what that was. Like, I'm like, is he DJing or is he rapping?
I think he's rapping.
Wow, awesome.
I didn't make his last show, but I told him the next one that I would come out and stuff, and we'll get him on and promote.
Shout out.
Cool.
Shout out, Seth.
The other guys in your band, what are their names? Like, who plays what?
So the drummer is Carlos. That's the one who plays in Chocolate as well.
And Carlos.
We have Aaron on guitar, and then we have Tony on bass.
There you go.
And are you guys, so you only know them because you started the band? Or did, yeah? How do you guys get along? Like, do you go have beers after or something?
So, again, we've only been doing this since, like, June.
Orgies?
Zero orgies yet. That's on the list. But, yeah, we've been talking about it recently. Just kind of, like, trying to do, like, a, you know, something to get us, like, closer to hang out a lot more mm-hmm. and stuff. Because, really, at the shows and at the practice, and that's pretty much it. Once in a while, like, when you went to the Deftones, the beauty school.
Yeah.
Carlos met up with me there, and that was like one of the first times that we hung out outside of like, cool. the band stuff.
Yeah, he was super cool. He was his lady, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were cool as fuck.
Yeah.
I went to the one this past Saturday.
Oh, I did. I was so close to going, but I got so tired. I was actually on the list. I feel bad. I'm going to send him a message. but yeah, Holiday Kirk. Cool. Shout out to Holiday Kirk.
Yeah, he's cool as fuck. I was like, yo, this is like my second time, the second one going. And I thought you guys were going to be there. So I took Coffee Tiger stickers and stuff to give to you guys. But no, it was fun. It was a good time.
I'm sure. It's cool. It's like growing.
Like you said, you got tired, right?
Yeah.
So me and Sylvia, we struggle with that. Like tomorrow we have a friend who's a comedian. His name's Ace. He has a show at the comedy club. Comic club?
Comedy store.
But it's at 10:30 at night. Oh. Like, that's the start time, and we're not working the next day.
That's when I go to bed. Yeah, I'm in bed at 10. I'm asleep at 10:30.
And then, like, he like hangs out with Sean Lopez from Crosses.
Yeah.
And, like, I got to meet him, and I was spazzing out. But it's like we're just so tired that he could be hanging out with God. And I don't know, bro. Like, you know. And, like, Sean Lopez, we're huge fans, you know. Like it's crazy, like, to even think that, like, we could say hi to him, you know. Like,
Sean's super cool, bro. I met him years ago when on the MySpace days. He used to DJ at this bar in Burbank, and that's how I met him. I took pictures of him once, and we would just write back to each other. And then Far did, like, a reunion show at the Troubadour and Glasshouse. So I went to those shows and stuff, and I was like, yo, I'm a huge Far fan. I love Revolution Smile. So I've always said, I became friends with them, and then we met Ace, and they're closer, a little, like, they're buddies now and shit. And, but Sean's a shit, though. We love Crosses. Like, do you like Crosses? And
I do.
Chins,
yeah,
and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Palms, too, is fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Team Sleep, though, man. I would love another record, man, because fucking Team Sleep's first record was a shit.
That one hurts me because I never got to see them live. I never got around to it. And Jose, you've seen them, what, at least once, twice?
Once at Carson Daly when he was doing the late night show.
Jealous.
I got kicked out of that one.
Why did you get kicked out?
We got there so fucking early, and then my buddy was catcalling or some shit. He was like making comments, and then he was like, you get out. And he's like, you too. Like, me and my other friend, and we're like, fuck, what, here's at like 5 a.m, bro.
And was he saying bear?
I don't know what he was saying, dude, but yeah, it was like a laughing thing. Some, like, I think Johnny remembers that shit.
I'm surprised it was so tame. I was ready for you to say you were pulling your dick out.
Yeah, I know.
Just whipping it out.
I'm a little disappointed, to be honest.
Yeah. You get arrested for that.
I was expecting a better story.
Yeah, you expecting some indecent exposure. Yeah.
But I was like, fuck you, Carson. I was about the TRL days, motherfucker. I'm just kidding, Carson. Whenever you want to come on here, you motherfucker. Yeah.
Please.
But yeah, dude, Team Sleep's a shit. And this was like chunky face Chino too, and he had the baby goatee, and I was like, he had the dark colored jeans like he did. And yeah, I'm actually buddies with what was it, Tony or Todd, the guitar player,
right?
For Team Sleep. He's cool as fuck. Crook is really cool too, man.
Oh, yeah, Crook, he just DJ'd to open for Crosses. Last time we all saw
him. So recently, like, me and my wife take financial decisions that, like, sometimes are big, and then we decide if we want to take them, like, on a vacation or something. So the two that we had to say no to that we were very distraught about was, one, our cat, we had to put him down because the surgery was just too expensive. And then the second one was Team Sleep in New York.
Mm.
The Woodstock thing?
Yeah, we were like, fuck, the tickets sessions. That much. And then we got to get a hotel and go to New York. Yeah. But we were really
It wasn't New York City. If you guys remember, it was like upstate Woodstock. New York. So you still had to take like a fucking 5-hour bus ride.
Yeah, I know. We almost went up to that, but it was too much,
man. It was a little too expensive. I got burned. I'm kind of jealous that your New York show worked out, because I tried to go see Deftones in New York and I got caught in a hurricane. So.
Oh, yeah. Remember that shit, dude? That's what's up.
That was not the business. That was a lot of money badly spent.
Yeah, that was fucking that was hurricanes. Cool. It was cool seeing Glasshow on their, like, you know, their
How
home.
Was that?
That's their home right
it
there.
Was,
it's
it
a
was,
hometown show then.
It was, well, basically, yeah. I mean, I guess.
Are they from New York?
They're from, like, Queens or something, right?
Oh,
or,
fair enough.
I think it's
Brooklyn?
Long Island.
Long Island.
Oh, okay. Well, close enough.
So, yeah, close enough. It was in Times Square. I think it was called the Blockbuster Pavilion or Blockbuster Theater or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But it's funny because at that time, it was like 2010, and they still hadn't released Coloring Book yet.
Uh-huh.
But they would, like, play shows, and then there would be snippets of them playing these new unreleased songs. And then they played the song, at the time, it was called Wolf Egg. Mm-hmm. It was called Wolf Egg. So during that show, I was at the rail. Obviously, I went early as fuck, so I was at the rail.
Yeah.
And any chance I got, I was like, play Wolf Egg.
Fuck yeah.
You're
like,
that
I'm
guy.
The only one. Everyone's like, shut the fuck up, dude. Are you even,
he's like, what song is that?
Y'all song? And then fucking at some point, and I have the video. I'll send it to you. At some point, somebody has this recorded. Daryl goes, Wolf Egg, like mocking me. Like, Wolf Egg.
Oh my God.
Wolf Egg. And he's like, you didn't know the fucking words, man. I saw you. And I'm fucking there with my mouth wide open. Like, is he serious? I'm singing every fucking song. And then and he's like, nah, I'm just kidding, man. I saw you. You know all the words. And then like, a couple seconds later, no, for real though. But honestly, I've been watching you. You know every fucking word. Like, I shouldn't fuck with you.
Fuck yeah.
Validated.
Yeah, it was, dude. I was like, see, motherfuckers. That song actually ended up being.
The guy next to you, like, see, bitch. Fuck you.
Just punch him.
That Wolf Egg song. song ended up being Black Nurse.
Oh, yeah, Black Nurse. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's a hard-ass fucking song.
Bro. Yeah,
like, did you see the London, Live in London?
No.
I think they put out the... what EP is Black Nurse on?
Is it's that the coloring book?
Okay, well, they. I remember when they released that one, they played in London, and they put out like a special live performance. But it was like just the EP or whatever.
Oh, I thought you asked if I went.
Oh, no.
Did you see it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw it on YouTube, and that shit was hard, bro.
Like, it was, yeah.
I remember when Daryl had like long fucking hair when he was in Head Aromatica.
Ooh.
And I was like, damn, I was such a fan of that shit, bro. I like that hair.
Again, I don't know how much time we have.
Wait, no, bro, we have fucking, time. We just let this bitch run.
When I got my glass jaw tattoo, I was so fucking proud of this glass jaw tattoo. And
dude,
take
your shirt off. This dude. We'll take a picture for the cover photo.
Maybe
he's all full of hair and fucking pimples
dude,
and shit.
I'm hairy as fuck. Like, I'm really hairy.
I don't even know you can see it anymore.
Jose's fucking chin is my whole body, bro. Like, I got a V-neck under boots.
Hey, quick before, I know we're getting into it, but recently, I just want to tell this story real quick.
Sure.
All right, one aside.
Tell all the fucking stories.
So, I deliver marijuana for work, and I delivered to Skid Row, this black guy, and I'm like, let me see your ID. A lot of people don't like to be asked, to, like, when they don't want to show it, so, like, he showed me his ID. And then he's like, you show me your ID, you Al-Qaeda looking motherfucker. And I didn't understand. Like, I thought he was just cracking a joke. But then I look in the mirror when I get home, like, I kind of do look like Al-Qaeda.
I think you kind of look Amish. I think you look more Amish than Al-Qaeda.
You look like fucking Seth Green.
Vanilla
in that
ISIS.
Vanilla ISIS. That's
yes. Good.
Yeah, anyways, I just want to tell him that story.
He's like, Jose was like, show me your ID. He's like, he fucking whips out his dick. He's like, here, that's my fucking ID, motherfucker. Black as fuck.
We should have played a drinking game. Like, anytime somebody says dick, yeah, take a shot. It's going to be fucked up.
I would
by
be
now,
hammered dude. Every we'll time, bro. I would win.
But yeah, going back to the Glashaw tattoo. So I got that tattoo right around the time where he was, Glashaw was still active, but Head Automatica was coming out. And they were doing their first show on the West Coast, Head Automatica. And it was at Spaceland.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
So I went early. I made sure I went early. Yeah, RIP.
I saw Deftones there, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like right before they were working on Arrows.
Very.
I think it was like one of the Chi Chang's last shows that I saw there.
Sick venue if I can see them at. So I went super, super early because I wanted to show them my tattoo. So I go early and then I run into Daryl and then the drummer at the time. I forget. Not the OG drummer.
I know who you're talking about, bro. I can't remember his name either.
I know. It's been so freaking long. But I run into him and I go, dude, you got to check this out. And then I'm lifting up my shirt. And then he says, oh, what the fuck did you do to yourself? Larry Gorman.
Yes.
Larry. So he's like, what the fuck did you do to yourself? So I fucking lift my shirt up and I show him. And he starts fucking laughing. He's like, damn, I can't believe you did that. And he goes, but. And then he lifts up his shirt. And in the exact same place where I have my tattoo, he has a tattoo that says Loveless. Because he was into
My Bloody Valentine.
My Bloody Valentine.
Whoa. Okay,
that's a fucking great. And I just almost like, hey, worship and tribute, right? Like,
yes.
That makes sense. So that show again, I'm at the rail all day, and this was pre fucking smartphones. This was like fucking 2003.
Polaroid cameras and shit.
Yeah,
flip phone.
Yeah, no, I'm under the curtain. And I'm like, so I have my digital
Victorian
camera.
Age-ass camera.
I have my digital camera, and I made my way to the front, and I'm taking fucking the dopest pictures, like fucking of him. And then this little tiny fucking girl is like nudging me, and I'm like, the fuck, like. Chill, bitch. Like, I'm fucking like, pictures.
Not now.
And then she goes, she like nudges me. She's like, hey, like, I'm getting like beat up. Like, can I get in front of you? And I fucking look at her. I was like, you fucking kidding me? I've been here for fucking hours. Like, no,
dude.
You can't fucking get in front of me. And I go back to watching the show. My buddy on this side taps me and he goes, hey, Christina Ricci or what? And I look back at her and I'm like, kind of, and you know, watch the show. Then the next day in the newspaper, they did a review of that show and this is celebrities in attendance, Christina Ricci.
Damn. Oh, dude, you fucked up, bro.
Yeah, I fucked up.
Like Casper,
dude.
Bro.
Yeah, dude. Damn. Major, dude. Yo, Wednesday.
You could have been dry humping Christina Ricci.
Bro, you could have been
she
like,
was dry humping me, if we're being honest.
Bro, you could have been like, can I keep you or what? Yeah. Casper?
Nah. Really, no, I get it. Great Casper reference.
Yes.
We could have bumped foreheads.
Oh.
Dude, she has a massive.
We have a massive.
Bro, you got a beautiful forehead, man. My hair is receding, man.
I got a 5 head, too.
Yeah, he do. A little
my hair is receding, so my shit's like really up there now.
I'm like LeBron James?
Yes.
LeBron James.
It's bad, dude. I'm like, damn it.
But yeah, that was fun.
Spaceline was is a great fucking venue. I don't know if it's still there. But
no,
it's not
there anymore.
It's gone. It's gone.
Yeah, I saw Deftones there right before they put the Eros record, or they didn't put it out, but they played Melanie, I think, off that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see it on YouTube. And yeah, I met Chi that night, and he was super, super sweet, man. Like R.I.P. super Chi. Sweaty, and he was like, I was like, can I have a hug? He's like, I'm sweaty. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, totally came in, man. That was really nice.
Yeah.
And, what else? Did you see had an Automatica recently at the Echoplex?
They just
played.
No, I saw them at the
Observatory.
Observatory. There you go.
Okay, yeah. That's a great venue, man, but that shit is far as fuck, dude.
Yeah, like, I know.
Damn.
But, it was worth it, though, because the other one was a little more packed. I was able to I got there pretty late, and I was still able to get on the rail, and
yeah,
I had a great fucking time. And he yelled at me again. I got that on
House
video.
Of Blues was a good venue, too, where Deftones played.
Ah, bro, that was fucking under. Legendary venue right there, bro. The one on Sunset?
Getting rid of all of them. I think only Anaheim is left, maybe.
I went to Anaheim recently, and I saw the Poison the Well shows. Oh, I went to both of them. You Come Before or some shit, or... It's the record that they toured with Deftones back in 03.
Nice.
Oh, I met Jeff recently in downtown LA. Mm. He's a singer of Poison the Well. And I was like, man, that motherfucker looks like him, dude. So I went up to him and I was like, hey, you're Jeffrey, right? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, bro, I fuck with Poison the Well hard. And he's like, oh, man, thank you. And he was with some dude from Death Bells. And like, I was like, yeah, I seen you guys up for Deftones, you know. And I told him a story about when I went to see him back in the day. And he was like, dude, G was the shit, man. He was like the nicest motherfucker. I was like, let's fucking hug right now.
Let's have a moment.
And then I was with Tito. And then we went to another fucking bar, Ciudad Mexico or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like they rolled up again and they bought us like two rounds and shit. And then we were broing out about Poison Well and stuff. But yeah, I went to those Poison Well shows recently and they were fucking epic, dude.
Yeah.
Like Belasco and.
Belasco's a good venue.
Yeah, that's a great venue too. I just saw Woolhaven there recently. Are you familiar with Woolhaven?
Uh-uh.
They're like another Sacramento band. They like came up with Deftones and stuff. And yeah, those guys are legendary, bro. Grady's the shit. And what else? But House of Blues on Sunset, that was legendary, bro. I saw Deftones there back in the day.
Oh, so like I only went there for certain shows. And when I saw Deftones, I got really mad because we were like first, maybe second in line. Mm-hmm. And if you go to House of Blues and you buy dinner there, you get to cut.
Yes. Yep. That was a loophole. Dog. I remember that loophole.
That shit pissed me off. There was like a line of like 20 people ahead of me.
Yeah, I was up there laughing at you.
That was me, so.
Yeah.
I was laughing at you, fools. I was like, fucking posers. That's like the first time I met Juan, dude. Like, Juan's their tour guy.
Yes, yes.
And like, love that dude, man. Hope to have him on here one day. But yeah, that was the first time I met him. And he was like, what the fuck? How do you know me? And I was like, MySpace, dog. You know, you follow Deftones, you find all their friends and shit. And like,
good fuck, I was never that fucking deep into it where
dude,
I could find that.
I was stalker,
shit,
bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
I love that shit, bro. Like, you know, now that after so many years, they recognize you and shit. And now they're like, oh, what's up, Angel? Or, you know, they always show love and they always give me like set lists or pics or, you know, I see them on the street or whatever any of the guys do in the band, I go support.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they're always like, oh, I know this fucking guy. And like,
so know. MySpace, so then we're similar in age?
Yeah, I'm like 37, about to be 38 this year. Okay, yeah.
I just turned 40. Jose's 38, about to be 39.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So we're all right there, already having back problems and shit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Fuck, yeah. I know, I keep having a stretch every couple
of days.
Me too.
Same.
My kidneys are failing already.
Every hour, you need a posture check.
I know it's weird because, you know, starting a band at 42 is a little like, you know, you get self-conscious about it. Like, shit.
Yeah, man, you're sexy as fuck up there, bro. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'll totally suck his dick, dude. If I was gay, I would suck his dick, bro. I'm just putting it out there, man.
I might have to write that one down as a title.
If I was gay, I'd suck his dick.
So I went to go deliver to a guy and he was skateboarding and he had his two kids there. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? I used to skateboard. He's like, yeah, I'm just getting back into it. Like, I'm like, I have two kids and I'm like, but like, I just picked up the board and I want to like do it again. And it's so much fun. So do you see that? Like, is that you too? Like, do you like when you play instruments now? Like you say, it's kind of like you feel like Is like at your age, like, is it still a lot of fun? Like,
do you get into it? Oh yeah. Oh my God. It's so we rehearse at Downtown Rehearsals. I don't know if you know where that is. It's on 7th and
I think I know. I know where it's at.
It's pretty cool. It's like an industrial area and it's a 24-hour lockout. We can fucking play music at any time.
Nice.
And that's the studio that I used to, we had a rehearsal studio back in like the early 2000s when I was in my band. Mm-hmm. So the first time that we jammed out, you know, they told me that they rehearsed there. So I was like, oh, that's cool. Memories. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's like this like visceral reaction I had when I walked in. Cause like it still smells the same.
Oh,
like
my
there's God. Like this,
the ganja,
the ganja.
That's a part of it. That's a part of it. But it just has this, like this kind of like old stale, old building smell mixed with fucking weed and alcohol and shit like that. But like as soon as I walked in and I smelled it, I felt like I was 22 again. Mm. You know, I felt like I went back in time 20 years. And then we jammed out and, you know, I got that same rush that I used to get when we would jam out back in the day. So yeah, it's kind of the same. I think I was just kind of in my head more than anything. But when I'm on stage now and I'm jamming, like I don't fucking feel 43 at all. Like I fucking feel like I'm like in my early 20s. I pay for it the next fucking day.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Anytime now, I don't really go on the rail so much anymore for Deftones. I'm more in the back now.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, I'm about to show these youngsters what's up, and I'll jump in the pit with these fools, and I'll pay the price.
Well, bro. I went to the show at 1720, the Glass Jaw show.
Yeah, I went to that one too, bro.
Okay, so
yeah,
I was at that one, and I don't know what, I was drunk, and I decided I'm going to go in the pit for the band that opened.
Yeah.
Do you know what the name of that band
was? It was Fever 33, I think, or was it something
I think
else?
It was the other night, because I didn't go in the pit the next night. I learned my lesson on night one. The guy in our band, the bass player, he knows the band that opened up. So
I don't even remember, man.
But anyways, when that band was playing, I went into the pit and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna do a couple fucking rounds.
Was it Zulu?
No.
I saw Zulu open for Glasgow recently, but in Santa Ana.
I'll have to look it up. I feel like it's the name of like a game, like either a board game or like a fucking hopscotch game. Like, it's probably not, but I remember it reminds me. But I went in there and I'm in the pit and I'm like, you know, on my way out, like, okay, cool. I fucking got out of my system. And boom, somebody punches me.
Oh my God.
Like, oh yeah, I forgot about this part of the pit.
Oh gosh. So you said 1720, right?
1720,
we almost got to see Brutus there a couple of nights ago. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
They had a show at one of the Dia de los Deftones.
Yeah. And, it was the first year.
Their first year. Yeah.
Brutus. They're from Belgium.
Yeah, so very cool. Very cool band. A little hardcore, and the
it's
chick
a three
is
piece, three and they sound huge, bro.
Oh, like, shit.
Chicks on the drums, and she sings.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
And she always fucking wears the Deftones shirt.
Brutus.
Yeah. Check them out, bro. I think you'll appreciate them. Yeah, they're fucking good, man.
She sounds like Bjork. I think she
like a
she's
screaming
phenomenal.
Bjork.
Yeah, like a screaming Bjork. Anyway, yeah. So we learned about them because of Deftones. We heard about them. So
I missed them one night.
Yeah, so we go to the show and then like we pull up and like, damn, there's no cars here.
It's a very
like,
industrial area there in downtown.
It's sketchy.
It's a little sketchy.
Right there.
Sketchy as fuck. Yeah.
It was So like you've been there, so you know. And then we get there and then like we go to the front and then there's a note. And then before I could read the note, my brother's like, hey, online it says that she lost her voice and they canceled the show. And then a car pulls up next to us and I'm like, have you ever seen Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah, I love that movie.
You know that scene where like the two groups meet up and it's like the same people?
Yeah.
That was the car that pulled up next to us. It was like a guy kind of looked like me with his old lady kind of looked like my wife. And I'm like,
you guys want to fuck?
You guys want to get freaky?
Yeah, no, they're like, what's going on, man, Brutus? And I'm like, is they canceled, bro? We just found out. It's like, all right. And they're like, be safe. And then we just took off. But yeah, she lost her voice, and we feel real bad about that. But
I got a refund for the one at the Roxy.
I think we're gonna get a refund too.
No, the LA one where they moved it from the Roxy to 1720.
Yeah, because they're gonna have to reschedule probably our show maybe. Yeah,
so. No, it's just canceled.
Oh, it's canceled.
I still have the
Never
Santa
mind.
Ana ones, so they haven't refunded me those. So.
Santa Ana is supposed to be rescheduled.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
but it's gonna be dumb because they like live in Belgium. It's like
we got to wait another 4 years for them to come back.
Yeah, I know. I waited a while to see them, so I was like, damn, I'm a little disappointed because I'm really like. I love their record Distance, I think it's called.
I would love if they moved to LA and they're like, we have to go for
Bro, they
Tigers.
Should move out here because they're part of that Sgt. House label.
Oh, are they?
And like, there's a lot of fucking dope-ass bands on that record label. Like, What's that one fucking, you know, Chelsea Wolfe's on that shit.
Oh, yeah.
I think Crosses was part of that or something like that, or I don't know.
Might have been, but damn.
Yeah. Something Russian Circles. Yeah, Russian Circles
Russian
on that
circles,
shit.
Russian Circles, yeah. I've heard of them.
But, yeah. Cool. I want to see them soon.
We might have to wait another half decade for that one. We'll see.
Yeah, the bassist posted online. I think we talked about this where he was like, he seemed a little frustrated. And I think just because, like, the music scene, like, you're not really getting paid as much as you used to back in the day. Uh-huh. So I don't know if he's kind of venting because of that. But if you move to L.A., it's going to be, like, really expensive.
Yeah. So they just stay over there. Like, just stay over there, boy. You're going to struggle here. You're really going to struggle here.
I was going to reach out to them because I don't know how their situation was. But I'm like, I'm throwing a barbecue if you guys want to come.
Jose, like, you just want to stay here with us? Like,
I got to jam in my living room.
It's an IKEA pull-out couch if you want to crash here.
Fuck yeah. That would be fucking awesome, bro. Like, there are bands that do that shit, dude. Like, Deftones have done that. Different tours are doing that. But
no,
like in Texas,
yeah, like,
and shit.
I followed bands. They're like, hey, if anyone, like, has a spot where, like, one of us could crash.
Yeah.
And do laundry.
When I have my spot, bro, I'm going to be doing that shit for bands, bro. Like,
when I used
like, traveling, let's
play
go.
In that band, there was one show in particular. We were touring, and we were in Arizona. We were, like, in Mesa, Arizona. And we were playing some laser tag place. And we literally had zero place to sleep.
Yeah.
So we literally said it on stage, like, hey, if anybody has somewhere we can crash. And yeah, these two Mormon kids,
that's what's up,
said we got a basement.
Were they like, but you have to listen to us talk about God?
No, that was the cool thing. They did not
witness.
They were not
to you guys.
Preachy.
Oh, good.
That's nice.
Shout out to the Mormons. Thank you.
Yeah, Mormons.
They gave us
that's
a dope
fucking band name right there. Mormons.
We corrupted them a little and it was cool.
That's tight, man. You guys plan to take your band out like on the road and stuff? Or
I'd like to go out and, like, you know, play Vegas or something, or like San Diego.
Dude,
there's
should hit up Texas, bro, because Texas has a massive Deftones following. Dog.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
we got I'm
homies,
down to play fucking
bunch
anywhere.
Of homies out there, bro. They can probably set something up.
I'm down.
There's
I'm
other
down
cover
to
bands
it.
Out there too, man. I can connect you guys and stuff.
What was the cult that, like, the FBI raided?
Oh, the Branch Davidians?
Yeah, where they live at?
Waco.
Yeah, we have a friend in Waco. He could probably take you to, like, his house and everything.
Yeah,
Russ Tone.
Yeah.
They have a basement? I'm cool with basements.
Russ is
or
the shit,
attic.
Man. He's a big Deftones fan, too.
I do HVAC, so yeah.
Right on.
I'm always in attics.
That's what's up.
Yeah, Russ gets down with his art, and he, like, names it after Deftones stuff. It's pretty cool. Like he
did the geometric headdress.
Yeah, he like painted a couch. Like
Rosie buys a lot of his pieces and stuff.
Our friend Rosie, friend of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show.
These are all friends of the show.
Friend of the pod.
Yeah,
friend of the
feel
pod.
Well. She just had surgery. I think.
Rosie, get well, man. We'll get you on here again. Yeah. But dude, the cover band scene is getting big, man. I noticed.
Like, bands. Being in this band has opened me up to it. Like, I just like. Think like, I wonder if there's a, you know, so-and-so cover band, and fucking I look it up and I'm like, it's crazy.
We have, I think, a mutual homie is a dude from Norfest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Robert.
Robert, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the Smiths cover band?
Yes.
Yeah,
and that, honestly, if I'm being completely honest, you know, I talked about wanting to do a Deftones cover band since like 2010.
Yeah.
I've wanted to do a Smiths and Morrissey cover band since I was like fucking 18.
Yeah.
I'll go out, like, I can go out there and I can scream like Chino, but hell I can also sing like Morrissey.
That's what's up.
So that was like my first thing that I wanted to do, but the market is just so fucking saturated for that. There's a million
there's
established.
A lot of them. Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just going to, like, I thought like maybe, well, a different angle. I'll come in with like a bunch of Mexican guys, what we call Los Garcias or something.
That's what's up.
I get it.
Los Tigres.
Los Tigres. So
Los Chilaquiles. Bro, that'd be dope.
Yeah, so that was my first, you know, passion project that I wanted to do, but I couldn't do it. But I'm happy to be doing the Deftones things. I'd like to do a Glassjaw thing too.
Oh, that's even, bro, that's
if,
so
if
hard,
you think
dude.
Deftones is hard, fucking Glassjaw. But
that would be sick.
I would fucking love to do that. But yeah, like you said, there's so many cover bands that I'm discovering. Like, wow, I had no idea there was such a scene. And within that, like, you know, I'll go watch them and I'll see people that were at our shows
at
other cover band shows. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, like there's like this little like network that I was like completely unaware of.
Question. We met some homies last time at the Offbeat. We had like a fucking Morrissey tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Depeche Mode tattoo on his arm. And I was like, damn.
Very nice.
Yeah,
very nice
they
people.
Were cool as fuck.
Back in the day, we pretty much stuck to like the first couple albums because after like around the fur, they started using a lot of pedals and the DJ and everything. how deep are your is your catalog? Like, where do you venture, and what albums do you guys play?
So we play stuff off of Adrenaline, Around the Fur, White Pony, self-titled, Koinayokan, and
Diamond Eyes.
And Diamond Eyes. Oh,
yeah, I've seen you guys.
Not much of a limit. Not much of a limit. You guys are getting deep in there.
Oh, I guess the better question is, or the better answer is, we don't play anything off of Gore.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think we play anything off of Gore, and I think that's about it. We haven't really gone into, like, the early stuff, because, again, the bass player is the one who's actually, like, the real fan. The other guys are kind of just now becoming fans. Yeah. So they're started on the later albums. So I think it's a little harder for them to kind of get into the early stuff. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about it. We're wanting to play some more stuff off of, like, some heavier stuff off of Adrenaline and Around the Fur, like Seven Words. I know that was something you told me that you wanted to learn.
Is there do you guys plan to do anything off of Ohms? Because I fucking love Ohms, bro. That's
Ohms
such a great
is
fucking
very
record.
Strong record.
I would absolutely love to start off with Genesis. I'd like to have like that beginning part, maybe on a sample.
Yes.
And then just to the part where he clicks the drum stick twice, and then have us start like that would be and actually we just got to a position where we can play stuff like that, because our guitar player just got a 7-string. He was actually dabbling with the 8-string.
When is he gonna get the 9 though, bro?
We have a bass for him too, because we want to learn Needles and Pins. Ooh. And that's on bass. Steven Carpenter plays that on bass,
bro. First time I saw that shit, the House of Blues busted that bass out, bro. I was like, what the fuck?
Fucking my top three for me. Needles and Pins is like top three for me.
Yes, dude, that's that fucking record, bro, means a lot to me. And then after that, it's like kind of like back and forth Around the Fur and like White Pony. But self-titled for me is that one's it right there, bro.
That's
Jose.
Where
I got this.
Yeah, he does have the self-titled album on his arm.
That's
very
my
nice.
Favorite album.
That's Jose's favorite album. Yeah.
I just love the pain, bro. Like, you know,
you can feel.
You can feel how bad
you literally
was going
get
through
that,
it.
Like, visceral reaction when you're listening to it. Like, you
at
can
the time,
feel.
I was going through a breakup, and I'm like, Chino, not now.
Fuck Chino, fuck me. Oh, Chino, man, I'm so horny.
I remember like when Minerva was really big all over the radio and MTV. We were actually traveling and we were playing a show in Sacramento, and I remember specifically. We got to the venue. I think it was called the Boardwalk in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. We were playing that venue, and fucking everybody there looked like Chino. It was like a fucking uniform.
It's a style out there, bro.
Like, everybody there had the goatees and dressed
flannel.
With fucking
I went to one
flannel.
Of the cheap benefits up there, and bro, it was so hot. It was hot as fuck in there, bro. Like that venue, the Ace or a Spade, I think.
Mm. Ace of Spades, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. One of them shits, but man, everybody, they have that style, bro, the sax style.
Yeah.
And I fit in totally perfect with them dudes, because I was like,
yeah,
short ass shorts, you know, but the beard or the goatee, like, yeah, man, it's just a style, man. They just, that's
Dickies
their style.
To this day.
Yep. Sexy ass. This fool looks like a cholo ass fool in his Dickies, bro.
I never grew up. Like, I still look the same.
Don't ever grow
question,
up.
Question. Does your cover band ever want to venture into doing your own material?
You know, we never really talked about that. I'm a songwriter. I wrote a lot of the songs when we were playing in the other band.
Yeah.
And once in a while, like, I'll get on the guitar and I'll riff something and I'll be like, oh, that would have sounded cool. But I've never really thought about that. I've never talked to the guys about that. Mm-hmm. When we jam, we'll just play our set and then we'll learn, you know, new songs and stuff. And then one time, just randomly, I got on guitar and we started like playing like Nirvana and Foo Fighters, shit like that. But no, I don't know if I ever, I don't know. Might be too painful for me, bro. To go back
no,
to
yeah. The only time I play music is like when I, for Valentine's, I play your song and, I get bad memories. Like
he gets dumbed up.
No, I mean, I say it jokingly, but like, honestly, like, you know, it writing, even listening to my band's album, like gets me a little like emotional, because I'm like, man, when I listen to it, it takes me back to that time. Mm-hmm. Not only when we released it, but like the time leading up to the recording, like why we wrote this song, and you know, it kind of like takes me back. So
music does that.
Yeah.
it really with does. Everyone, dude. That shit's trippy, man.
Yeah, it is. It is really trippy to you know, listen to a song and have it transport you 20 years.
You like years 80s music, too, and stuff like that? Yeah, dude. Yeah. Never big 80s heads right here, too, man.
Yeah, oh,
dude.
Yeah.
You're married and have kids or anything like that? Or?
I was married. I'm divorced. I have a girlfriend. She has a daughter.
Oh, there you go. Do you ever, like, vibe with her with music and stuff or show her Deftones or anything? Or?
Well, so she's into Taylor Swift.
Aww.
Ah, she's a Swiftie?
So, yeah. So I'll play Deftones and stuff, and she just kind of laughs at
she's
the
like,
screaming.
What is this? All that
is this
shit.
Fucking crazy shit. But she came over to my house one time, and I had my acoustic out, and she was like, oh, can you play Taylor Swift songs on the TV? So I did. I played it on the TV, and then I started, because I play by ear. So then I started like learning it as I went, and then I was like, hey, we should do this. So we went acoustic, and we started playing me and her. Like, she would sing the songs, and I was playing the guitar. That was pretty cool.
Oh my God, that'd be so sick.
Yeah. You guys will blow up, bro. Like, you playing guitar, her singing, dude, like TikTok.
Put that on YouTube. Put that on TikTok.
Let's make some money, fool.
The Swifties will eat it up.
Right?
Yeah. I also would love to do like a Morrissey cover thing, man. I'd like to sing like Morrissey.
I like to go. I've been going to Morrissey Oki at Eastside Love.
Oh, man. Did you?
Take me,
did
bro.
Did you get on stage? Because I tried one time, and man, the line was too long.
I went since the inception date. It was like May of 2011. I went to the first one.
That's what's up.
Oh, nice.
If you're going to go again, let us know, man.
I want to go. Is it next week or is it tomorrow?
I don't even know.
Or is it this Thursday?
Well, wait, I don't have Instagram.
It's the first Thursday of the month. So
right.
I think it's this Thursday.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we should all go.
It's out by where my mom lives. So.
It's really laughable.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I get into like that.
Not
shit,
bad,
bro.
Dude.
I did like this Charming Man ones at karaoke. Remember that shit?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Fucked the crowd. The was dick
his,
was my mic,
was
and I
birthday.
Fucked the crowd. That's what I did, yes.
I did Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl.
Yes!
Nice. Really fun.
That I like California
really
Girls.
Yeah. Nice.
That's a good one. And Firework is a good one, too.
Oh, I love Katy Perry.
I saw Katy Perry in Santa Barbara once, friend. She like,
that's
I was the biggest motherfucker. I was the biggest motherfucker in the crowd, bro. And she saw me, and she fucking blasted me with her fucking cum, fucking bubble gum or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, ah, God, what the fuck? But it was dope. It was dope.
Dude, full circle, she was in a Glassjaw video.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's fucking hard.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not Glassjaw. Head Automatic. Head Automatic.
Oh, dude, what? You got to find it.
Lying Through Her Teeth.
Lying through your teeth.
Okay. That's okay. We're going to have to look that up and link that for the fans.
Pretty fucking clear as day, too. And then she started dating the guy from Gym Class Heroes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Travis, Travis McCoy?
Video. Travis McCoy, right?
Yeah, she's in the video.
So right. I mean, that's probably how, honestly, like if you think about it, that's probably how she kind of like got hooked up into the scene, you know, being at the Glassjaw. I don't know, maybe somebody hooked
up. That's what's up. Katy Perry, you're cool as fuck.
We don't want to spread any rumors.
Anytime you want to come on this fucking podcast, allegedly. You're more than welcome to. Or we'll go to your house too. That'd be cool.
No, I'd rather go to her house. But she has a really nice house.
Like, you got any iPads you want to give us? That'd be so awesome.
I was just in like, I think Whittier, and I was in a parking lot getting an order ready, and someone, like a big ass truck, like SUV, pulls up next to me, like, hey, you want to buy an iPad? I'm like, so nah, I'm good. How about a TV? I'm like, no, I'm okay. Thank you. Like, I appreciate it.
You want to suck my dick? $20. He's like, all right. Sounds like a deal. I'm sorry.
That's a good salesperson, man. I'm hiring if you're looking.
What do you do for a living, bro?
I'm a sales manager at an HVAC company.
Oh, there you go.
Right on.
Fucking like, boring. That's when I show my age is when I tell you what I do for a living.
Ah, bro, we're all
heating,
right here trying to pay the bills, man.
Wow. So, air conditioning.
Still work together.
Yeah.
So we used to partake of the recreationals, and I was trying to make like a little device that like filters out smoke in the car. So like I signed up to an HVAC company.
It just never worked.
And they just keep sending me emails. I'm like, what the fuck? But
is that you?
No, I have a friend that does HVAC in Arizona, so he's always posting like dirty ass filters and the like, and like messed up, like, you know, like I guess they would hire like people that really didn't know what they were doing. So like it'd be like he would just show like a messed up system like that's all blocked and like a wall coming down.
There's fucking some nightmare stories. But yeah, we'll get you a MERV 16 filter for your car.
Aww. Okay.
Yes.
Nice.
A MERV for that dude.
How excited he is. It's a big old smile.
Yeah, Jose also grows his weed too, and he's like a fucking mad scientist. Bro.
He is nice. A mad scientist. Yeah,
he's sick with it, bro. Look at it. Look at his face. Sex.
Done a lot of growing.
Yes.
Yeah. I have nothing to say about that.
he just got a little bashful about all of his inventing.
Yeah, I do a lot of inventing.
What do you mean, like cross strains and shit like that, or like?
No, like the way it's done. Like so, like basically, a plant, the roots grow down because, like, at the tip of the roots, they have like weights in them. Like the way it, like, I never took classes for this, but they grow down. So I devised a way where, like, as soon as the roots have nowhere else to go, the like, the base of the plant goes up to give the roots more room. So that's been an ongoing project that's been pissing my wife off for, like...
The past few years,
yeah. Yeah, it's like, a very simple concept, but, like, it was difficult to execute. And I got it down, but I'm still kind of, like, working at it, but... Yeah, it's moving along.
That's cool.
In simpler terms, Jose fucks. That's what he's trying to say. He fucks.
Yeah, I have a strong community of like 5 other weed heads that I talk to on Instagram that are like, man, that's really cool. And that keeps me motivated. Those dude, 5 people.
You're all a
5.
Fucking scientist,
it's a mighty
bro.
5.
Hey, yeah, shout out Smoke Hanja, 12 Citizens.
Let's get them on here too, man.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I did meet one of them. Like, I met up and they gave me like a clone of something, and he was really nice. He's like, yeah, man, usually like I'll meet up with people and they're like, I give them the plant and then they just take off. Like, they really don't care about like making relationships.
He's like, here's his plant. Yeah. You want to suck my dick? I'm kidding.
All roads lead to sucking dick.
Yeah, all roads lead to sucking. That's a good fucking working title right there.
Right,
yeah.
That's
also plan B right there. The show right here is that we say these little quotes, and like whichever one's the funniest, we'll use as the cover art title.
For you got to explain the dick smelling like carnauba wax.
Oh, because on the last episode, we had a buddy, Anthony De La Rosa, homie, and he's another Deftones head, bro. Like, he actually made a dope-ass guitar for this band called Pierce the Veil.
Oh, yeah.
And he wants to make one for Chino and, like, Sean and stuff. Like, he makes guitars. And so if you ever need some guitar work or anything, you know, hit him up. He's really cool. But I met him at my first Deftones show, so I've been friends with him for 20-something years, man. And he's cool as fuck. I introduced him to these guys.
Oh, I knew his sister, so I
kind
of... Oh,
yeah, you knew his sister, yeah.
I knew him in a, you know, lateral way. But, yeah. But the joke was that Jose was talking about how he used to get...
He used to get fat dick boners
from cars. Looking at nice cars.
When I was young, like, I'd look in a nice car, I'm like, well, why do I have a weird boner? and then like, fucking De La Rosa was all like, yeah, man, like, your dick probably smelled like...
You said it, bro. From the ages of 18 to 25...
15 to 22. My dick smelled like carnauba wax. Because, like, instead of lotion, I'd see a nice car and I'd use carnauba wax.
Yes.
And I worked...
poor Gil is taking a lap on that one.
He's like, what the fuck?
What the fuck did I get into?
My work, I got with Sylvia, so I held my job for 8 years at Pep Boys, and then I worked at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Kragen.
All of them. All the supply.
I would walk the aisles.
I fucked a lot of wax.
He toured.
So if you've been to Pasadena, you've probably got some carnauba wax with residues
with
of mine.
Dick. With a dick hole in it, bro. From Jose.
Yeah, no, I hate the automotive industry now.
but he's really good at fixing cars. Yeah.
Jose just hooked my shit up, bro. He changed out my fucking transmission oil, bro.
I'm taking down your number then.
God damn, bro, that was such a process, dude.
Look, I get busy and I have a full-time job and everything, but like, if you ever reach out, I could give you, like, if you know nothing about cars or like are questioning things, I really don't like hearing stories of like people going to a mechanic and being like, yeah, they told me it's going to be $5,000 or something. And I'm like, tell me what it was, you know? Like, I could give you a rundown. And now with the internet, too, you could, like, ask people. But, like, I have a pretty good understanding, except now with the hybrid cars, because it's a whole new beast. But they say it's simpler. It's just, like, an electric motor. But, yeah, just reach out. And
sweet. You work on European?
Yeah, sometimes. My brother had the Beamer. And
the Mercedes, too?
Yeah, the Mercedes. I have to work on it Friday.
He just remembered he has to work on it on Friday.
Power steering is going out on my sister's Mercedes, so I have to look into that. Yeah, like with his car, he's like, I could take it to a mechanic, but then I get like real nasty feelings of a friend or something taking it to a mechanic, because like, I looked up how to do the job, and there's like, I looked at 10 videos, and all 10 ways were different. So I'm like, oh man, like, he's going to go to a mechanic, and he's going to do it a certain way. And I would feel more comfortable if I did it a way that, like I would like.
Mm-hmm. Something you sign off on.
And you did it outside my job, and, like,
yeah,
for, like, a couple hours, bro. We were just mad dick jokes, dude. It was great. Me and Sylvia work together.
We are co-workers. Oh,
co-workers. Yeah. I've been working with you for almost like 13 years already.
It's been a long time.
How you guys met?
It's
been all Deftones.
It's all Deftones. This way. Okay, so we have to start with you, and then it goes to me, and then it goes to Jose. It's kind of like a weird triangle. I'm just
for being in line and then meeting everyone, mm-hmm. and then I met Sylvia, I think, at a show.
We met at a Crosses show.
And then I had seen him a few times, like, at Deftones show and stuff. I'm like, damn, this was cute as fuck. I'm going to make friends with this motherfucker, you know?
And he was there early, super and he early, was there. Too.
Yeah, he's always been the early one. Like, he's, like, always right behind me and shit. And right. I'm like, hey, bro, what's your name? He's like, oh, I'm Jose. I'm like, where are you from? He's like, oh, Burbank. And I'm like, bro, I live in San Fernando. Like, we're right there. We should fuck sometime. And, like, I was like, you know, I'm just going to call you Burbank, fool. And then, like, I was like, hey, Burbank, this is Sylvia.
Yeah.
And I introduced them too.
The tour opener. It was the tour opener for Koi No Yokan.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And so the first show was at the Majestic in Ventura. And I had gotten there kind of early. I had given a homie a ride.
Yeah.
And so, I walk up to the show and I didn't really want to be all the way at the back of the line. So I kind of, I saw him and we had like, already been friendly. So I just, I started like playing it off like, hey, what's up, Angel? Like trying to like kind of wedge myself into the line.
Everybody comes to the front.
Yeah, like, exactly. So he introduced me to Jose, and you know, I don't want to say love at first sight, but we definitely had a moment there.
Fuck. He's like that.
It never.
He's like, no more car porn.
Oh, yeah, that's how we met, and then we just talked.
He had a really nice smile. Yeah. And you know what?
You have a nice smile, bro.
Thank you.
He looked different than everybody. Everybody, you know, like you said, everybody was dressed like Chino. Everybody's cosplaying as Chio. Mm-hmm. This guy was wearing like a... He was wearing like a button-up black dress shirt and dress pants. Like he had just gotten off of like Olive Garden or something. He just looked...
I had a breadstick in my pocket.
God, dude.
Was that a breadstick?
He had that Parmesan grater.
Like, he's like, here.
I got you with this breadstick.
He's all, say when.
Never stop.
That's in bed.
Say when.
Say when, baby.
That's a great story. That's a great title right there. Say when.
Say when. He just looked so cute. He just was so professional looking at a Deftone show. You know, never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that I would meet somebody, you know, my husband in line, because everybody's so focused on the band.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's kind of like a little bit into themselves. So that was a kind of interesting happenstance.
He gave you unlimited breadsticks.
Yeah, and he did for the rest of my life.
He's like, say when, goddammit.
That's a long breadstick. Have you guys seen the breadstick? It's pretty fucking long.
That's another one. That's a long breadstick.
That's a long breadstick. And that's a good one.
Oh, man.
So yeah, that was in 2012. We exchanged Facebook or Instagram, whatever, and we started talking like right away, and we friended each other, and then we went on a date that Saturday, and
so
that's
how did it happen?
So we really love Deftones, but Sylvia says she's kind of like glad that I'm not like the goatee looking Chino looking guy. And I like to dive and listen to everything and find new music that I really like. But yeah, when we take it back to Deftones, like we put it on or whatever, it just brings back really good memories.
Really good memories. Cool. Yeah.
I always fucked the goatee for a long time. Like, as soon as I can grow it, I had it for years, and then I grow this out. Then I just let the whole beard go, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm a fucking bear now.
And I think it was our first date, and we were both trying to, like, we were both having a measuring contest. Who likes Deftones more? Who's a real big fan?
Yeah.
And I think we both said at the same time, well, I have a Deftones tattoo. Well, I also have a Deftones tattoo. So I've got Chino's autograph right there.
Damn. And then you got that at the Space Line, right?
Yeah, I got that at Satellite. One of those. Yeah. Glass House.
Pomona. Oh, okay, Glass
Glass House in Pomona. He was very disappointed when I showed it to him. He was like, is that your first tattoo? He sounded like a disappointed dad.
He's like, oh, God.
It was a very underwhelming experience.
He's like, I got one
of my
lower
back.
Look.
And then Jose's got artwork.
Star. Like, they had a patch and it had a star on it.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, my coworker at Pep Boys, he tattooed. So he's like, let me get something. So he put Deftones and like cursive below it, and then I don't really show it off a lot, because when I was working in AutoZone, like after I got this in 2003, like around 2004 2005, someone came in the store with the exact same tattoo.
What?
And I don't like to mention this or to talk about it, but he says, yeah, it's like a gang tattoo from Sacramento.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Oh, God, I didn't want that to happen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know how true
you jumped yourself in.
Yeah, yeah,
like, basically.
Skinhead one, too, man. Like, oh, you met Chino at fucking Pep Boys once, right?
Yeah, Chino came into Pep Boys one time.
Dude, that's crazy.
Back when he used to live in Burbank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We know because stalker shit right here.
Yeah. I asked him, I'm like, where do you live? I'm like, I shouldn't ask that, but where do you live? And he's like, yeah, I'm down the road right here. I'm like, oh, that's cool. He brought in his truck because he inherited his dad's truck.
Is it a Bronco or some shit?
Yeah, like
old,
a Bronco.
And old Bronco.
He renovated it. He painted it like a blue color. The whole engine bay is done, and he came into Pep Boys because he wanted a bungee cord because he didn't have a stereo system in the car. So he carried like a little boom box, and he wanted it not to move around in the car. So I'm like, yeah, here are the fucking bungees, Chino. Like,
dang.
So I kind of like walked away because I didn't want to be like, I didn't want to bother
him. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Girl. Yeah. And then like my friend, her name. Oh, fuck. Was her name? Fuck.
Not important. Move on.
No, it is important because she's cool as fuck.
Oh, never mind.
Anyway, she was working the register and she told me that he was being a little rude. And at the time, I was like,
so?
Let him. I'm like, I know, I don't give a fuck.
It's a Chino pass.
Your sister, too, huh? Met him at In-N-Out?
Yeah, he came into In-N-Out in Burbank and she was like, are you Chino Moreno? And like, yes.
God damn it.
Like, no, I'm Robert Smith.
Fucking cool fucking Chino stories. I have a friend that ran into him on vacation.
Whoa.
Like at a pool.
That's what's
what?
Up.
Jesus Christ. You're like, why doesn't that shit happen to me?
When was this? Or was it like during self-titled when he was chubby? Or
was No. It was like pretty recent, like within the past
few
leaner
years.
Yeah, the leaner years.
Yeah.
Like when we saw him at Ventura, he was riding like a bicycle, I think. I think he tries to keep up with the like exercise and.
Good for him.
Oh, I should have played cool. Like, I don't see him. Like, he's like, what's up, Angel? I'm like, oh, fuck. He knows my name. Dude, I've had crazy little experiences with Chino, like at random spots, or like he'll do some DJ shit with Sean, and Sean invites me out, and I'll go, and like we have these little like moments and shit, and like some funny ones, and some like, damn, I was so stupid for saying that, or something like that, you know, and like, but the recent one was at the crosses. I went to all three nights at the cemetery, and I was backstage with them after, and like, you know, everybody was saying what's up, Chino and stuff, and I knew like some friends over there. So I was kicking it with them, and he comes over and starts like saying what's up to us. And like, I was like, when I had a chance to talk to him, I was like, hey, bro, like, you know, I really love the record. And I told him, like, yo, I really, really liked Ohms too. And he's like, oh, man, for real, I knew you liked that shit. And I'm like, oh, fuck. My fucking dick got so hard, bro.
Yeah, just imagining that, right? Like him in the record, like, you know, recording the album, and he's like, I wonder if Angel's gonna
I think Angel's gonna like this shit. I was like,
this one's for you, Angel.
Dude, honestly, bro, that shit meant a lot to me, man. Cause like, you know, having showing up so many years early and him not knowing the fuck I am. But, you know, I grew up with the band pretty much, like seeing them every time. So like now I'm like an older guy and like, you know, he sees me and like, it's trippy that he's just like, oh, what's up, Angel? Or like gives me a dab or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, dang, bro.
I've met dope. Everyone but Chino.
No fucking way.
Everyone but Chino.
Just show up early. You'll run into him outside, man. Like, or if you're lucky, when they're in LA, you'll probably be at an Amoeba or something.
I think, I'm kind of happy about it. Sorry?
Are you guys going to record?
We have been, actually.
Nice.
So we have one recording. I think we did My Own Summer.
That'd be pretty cool to, like, hand him, like.
our version, our tribute to him. But, yeah, we just recorded four songs.
Dope.
So nice. I think.
Which ones are you guys recording?
If you're at liberty to say.
Far. Why am I blanking? Diamond Eyes,
nice.
Swerve City,
dope,
and Minerva.
Very
fucking
nice.
Love Minerva, bro.
Yeah. So just like promo, just because one of the things I noticed when I would like go to like cover bands' Instagrams is I want to like quickly find a video because I want to see how they sound live. And a lot of times it's hard to find because when they're promoting their stuff, they put the actual band's music instead of their own. Yeah. And I'm like, no, like I want to hear how you sound. I want to hear like your version.
It's just cool.
So we said, like, let's do that. Let's record us our version of the Deftones so that when people hear it, they say, okay, well, this is how they sound. I'm not going to waste my fucking $10 on this show. Like, they sound decent, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think you guys sound great, bro. Honestly.
Thanks, man.
Like,
I really
enjoy the fact that you guys all, like, play Deftones shit and, like, you know, And then the other bands, like the Roberts band, mm-hmm. The Morrissey cover band.
Yeah.
Like, there's other bands out there that I've seen, but man, these guys are cool as fuck, bro. Like, so I'm just like, oh, I'm going to go see them, man. Like,
yeah.
So when you guys play together and shit, you guys had a show with them and like an Interpol cover band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And wow. I missed that one. I've been to that restaurant before, at Picante.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was like, damn, that was so cool fun, bro. I was like, fuck, I wanted to go to that one. But yeah.
Well, that's who yeah. we're playing with on April 13th.
The next one, right?
Knicks.
The yeah, Public. With
Public Pervert.
Pervert, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So, awesome.
So just to give way to how good they sound. Back in the day when we had our cover band, we sounded like shit. But you guys really sound really good. Like, they sound like... like professional shit. Like, it really? Sounds really good. I think so. Bro, that's my opinion.
Your bass
it.
Player when he plays Minerva live?
Oh, yeah.
I dude. Was like, holy shit, that sounds fucking hard.
You know, and
as
he's
fuck.
He's a guitar player. Mm-hmm. And oh. there's something about like transitioning from guitar to bass. Like, it's different. You know, the fret yeah. distance is different. And obviously, the thickness of the strings is yes. different. So, he's a hell of a guitar player. But with bass, it's a little bit harder for him. So mm-hmm. I think that compliment is really going to resonate.
Bro, because when I saw you, we saw you guys warming up and we were like the people in the back yeah. in the corner and we're like, yeah.
yeah.
And I could hear him hyped. Play that part where he's like,
dude, I love
that. And I was
that,
like, dude. Oh, dick growing.
Yeah.
That's what happened, bro.
I love when he grooves. And also like on Swerve City too. Yes. Like, yeah. There's some pretty like groovy bass lines on that. Like yeah. I love that,
man,
that
Sergio
part,
fuck.
That little breakdown with like kind of like the anti-solo in Swerve City. And then the bass is grooving. I fucking love
it. Man, Sergio killed it with him, man. And he put some great records out with him, man. So wherever Sergio's at, man, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks it ended really, like that, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
You know, my buddy's in the band now with him, Lance Jackman. Mm-hmm. He's the other guitar player.
Yeah.
And he's in a band called A47. And it's just a bunch of sack dudes that are like, they play in different bands together. But Lance is the shit. And love that dude. And the other guy, Juan, the new bass player dude, I haven't really given him a chance. I mean, I don't know. Maybe this next record with him on it is going to sound different. So we'll see how it is.
I'm curious because, you know, anytime you have a member change, it definitely changes the dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah, man.
To see how it's going to be.
I think we're going to have that new Deftones record on in a few months. So.
Oh, yeah. is that
close.
So?
Yeah.
Not a rumor?
Not a rumor, man. I mean, they said in an interview last year around springtime. So it's coming out pretty soon, hopefully. So
we've been still getting rain. So maybe a little later.
I want to say by summertime, it'll probably be out.
That'd be very nice to have that by the other Los Deftones. You know, that's like in the fall.
Yeah, so. I think so. Because they're going to start touring like the festivals and shit.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be at Coachella this year.
That's right. That's
so if anybody has Coachella hookups, what's up, guys? Let's go. Do some coffee tagger shit out there.
We'll do an episode out in the desert.
Sounds exhausting, though, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, Jose. What I the could. Fuck?
I'm past my Coachella prime. I never went. I never will.
I never went either. I got so close. In fact, it was the year that it was Paul McCartney and Morrissey.
Oh my God.
I had gotten a pair of tickets, and it was just so daunting. I was like a new driver. I was scared to drive out there, and you
it's
know,
it's far,
I,
dude.
It's
really
a bit
far.
It's a bit
there.
Far, and I've never been to a festival that size, and so I kind of chickened out. What I did was I was like, all right, I'm going to sell my Coachella tickets and use that money to go see Morrissey in Oakland with my friends. I went to college up there, so I was like, okay, that's more my speed. Right, even if it's a 6-hour drive, I'd rather go somewhere I know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what happens? He does the Coachella and then he cancels the Oakland show.
Dude, so, I was so excited for You're the Chorus.
Morrissey canceled the show.
I know,
that doesn't sound like Morrissey at all.
Isn't that just?
I think You're the Chorus is like the last great record he did.
What was that?
You're the Chorus. I think that was like the last great record he did.
That you know, and that's the one he canceled.
That's the one he canceled. And I was like,
he was
going to
do the whole
bummed,
album,
dude.
And I was so pumped because that's my favorite album. You're the Chorus, and I was. So excited and well, you know,
for me,
comes with the territory.
As a fan, Morrissey, right? Like I like Morrissey, but I like the Smiths more. Like I said, with Chemistry, there's something to be said about it. And with Morrissey, like he's changed members on like almost every single fucking album.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a
You
know, like it's with the Smiths. If they were to release something now that you've never heard before, I think you'd be able to hear it and say that's the Smiths. But like now, if like Morrissey. Like release something instrumental without his vocal behind it. I don't think you'd be able to tell that it's Morrissey.
Yeah, dude, I got into Morrissey first and then I dove into the Smith catalog and I just fucking love everything the Smiths put out.
Yeah.
Like
It's untouchable.
Untouchable shit, man.
It really is.
Morrissey, for me, was just like the first 4 or 5 records.
Yeah.
And then You Were the Quarry. And then after that, I was like, this is shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I know. That you can hear the difference from like the Tony Visconti stuff, the Stephen Street stuff. Like it all has its own kind of like sound to it. And yeah, it's just, I know. It's never going to be as perfect.
Bonadrag and fucking Viva Hate. Fuck. Yeah. And
I even like
Your
Ringleaders.
Your Arsenal was the fucking
Your
good
Arsenal
one.
Is great. I even loved Ringleaders too. That one hit me at a right time.
I
right
liked a few songs on that
God,
one.
God, I love that. Good. But, well.
Have you seen Morrissey before?
Oh, a bunch of times.
Yeah. I've seen him maybe like 4 or 5 times.
I've seen him a lot of times, and I'm lucky that he's never canceled.
Oh, God, you were so lucky. Neither,
did you see the Hollywood High School one?
No.
Oh, God, that was...
He's in the documentary.
I'm in the documentary.
Oh, you're kidding.
They cut my interview out, but like, I'm in that bitch. I have a cross his hand on.
No, you. We went to go watch in the theater. You come out.
Oh, they you do show my interview?
Yeah, you're like, Morrissey,
maybe you should get the DVD.
Yeah.
Maybe you're in the... The deleted scenes or some shit.
It's just me, Morrissey.
No, yeah, you were in it. Like when you came out, when we went to watch it in the theater in Pasadena.
The Angel. You're like, holy fuck. You throw popcorn and shit on the screen.
That was a good show. That was a very good show.
That was a good show, man. I fucking cried that night, man. Yeah. It was so beautiful.
Yeah. I think I have the Morrissey trifecta. He's canceled on me a bunch of times. He's walked off the stage on me a couple of times. And then, it's all that.
Oh, man. I forgot where I've seen him. I've seen him at the Irvine campus, I think.
Oh, yeah. We were at that show together, yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw you guys there with Dana and...
Yeah. Jose's...
I was just there delivering weed today.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. One of the college kids or what?
Yeah, UC Irvine.
He's like, I don't have money, but I'll suck
Home of the Anteaters.
I'm kidding.
Nah, I just parked there. I watched a knock at the Cabin with the M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah,
it's a good movie about the apocalypse.
That's what's up. What kind of movies are you into, bro?
Movies? Yeah. Well, my favorite movie of all time is La Bamba.
Dude. Speaking of Angel's
my
language.
My homie Mike, he's one of my BFFs. His grandma is Rosie.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, that's awesome.
His daughter, he just named her after her, Rosie.
Oh, shit.
And yeah, bro, I love that shit. I love La Bamba.
So her grandpa's Bob.
Yes.
Yeah.
My homie, I forgot if he's his cousin or his uncle, but they're all related. And
that's cool.
I think I met Bob once. He was at a barbecue there, and like
Bob's alive.
Cool. No,
he passed away like 3 years ago, I think.
Okay,
but, years ago.
I met him like years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we used to do a lot of like Super Bowl shit or UFC nights. So he showed up once, and the whole family's fucking wonderful, man.
Yeah. So that's cool.
I would love to have her on here too, man. She's so funny, dude. I was like, I asked her once, I was drunk as fuck. I was like, hey, did you really get blown down by the tree?
Oh my
God. She fucking laughed, dude. I asked her that.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
I was like, hey, did you really?
It's okay, bro.
I was like, hey, did you really like get taken down by the tree, you know, like in the movie, fucking bomb blows you down by the tree? And I'm like, she's like, oh my God, no. And I was like, she's like, but we didn't have TVs back then.
No, it was a cactus.
They took dramatic license on that.
Fucking greatest movie ever, bro. Bob's fucking wonderful in that shit. If he was really like that, I was like, good for you, man.
Shout out Isai Morales.
Yeah, dude. That guy. So what kind of movies?
Music-themed movies, maybe.
Yeah, I like a lot of, like, you know, kind of, like, documentary-ish type movies. Like, I like the origin stories and seeing all the backstories.
The Doors. I fucking love
The Doors.
I fucking love Val Kilmer, homie. That fool was my Batman. Nah, I'm just kidding. Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Tito.
80s movies and stuff. Like, newer movies, I don't really, like, have a genre.
Are you a Prince fan?
Do you remember when he was doing those shows at the Forum for like $25 a piece?
Fucking shows, and they were $25 each. Bro.
Yeah, I went to a handful of those, and they were the fucking religious
Andrew's
experience.
Andrew's a big fan,
dude. I love fucking Prince, bro. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man, dude.
After meeting Angel, I got into him.
Bro, how can he not like Prince? This fool is the reason why music is. Some bands are great because of Prince. Every band has something Prince in it. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, influence.
Yeah,
takes a lot of influence from Prince. Dude, he's just... Have you ever seen him rip on guitar?
Yes.
Dude,
that's something George Lopez, bro.
Fucking insane, dude. Like, insane. Like, I didn't even, like, think... Like, as a kid when I was, like, watching... when I should have been watching, but when I was watching Purple Rain, like,
yes,
I thought, like, you know, I thought, there's no way, it's movie magic. Like, he's not, yes, playing those fucking solos, and then you see him live playing that shit. It's like,
dude, when he bones down Apollonia,
so effortless too. Like the way he plays, it's he's insane. I miss that guy. Like,
dude, he played at the Troubadour, and I fucking stalled on getting tickets, bro. I got a ticket, and the time ran out because I couldn't remember my credit card number, and I was like, fuck, oh god, $100, bro, for like 3 hours.
I'd like to go to Minnesota and go to,
yeah, Paisley. Me too.
Ooh, Paisley,
man.
Park.
Okay, the, so it's Deftones, that's your cover band. But if there was a second cover band that you could potentially be, would it be Morrissey? Or so, if it's Morrissey, what's the third?
Glassjaw.
Glassjaw.
Yeah. Right, Glassjaw.
Fuck, yeah. Girl.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, God, they're so that fucking good, dude. You got to come next time, bro. Fuck.
I'll go.
Are you a Glassjaw fan at all?
You know, I listen to them, but I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan. Not because I don't like them. It's just I've been listening to a lot of hip hop nowadays, and then Morrissey. I love them because back in the day, skateboarding videos sometimes, mm-hmm, they would have Morrissey, yeah, songs, yeah, and I just loved that how it went with it, and I was just influenced by that, and I became a real big fan. And then, so yeah, I've been listening to hip hop a lot nowadays. Yeah, I don't know how, like, I'm perceived by saying that, because I love Deftones, I love Morrissey, and then I feel like that crowd doesn't really like hip hop. But I just love music in general, like anything. Like, I like Grimes, I like Deftones, I like hip hop. Not really country, but I'll dive in. Like, even Taylor Swift, my coworker's like, "Hey, listen to 1984," and I'm like, "Yeah, you know, I've been feeling down, and you know, I guess that's what happy people listen to, so I'll listen to it." And I listened to it, and the Taylor version, and it was good. I liked it. Yeah.
What bands have you been, like, anything new you've been listening to?
No, dude.
Are you like me, bro? I listen to a lot of same old shit.
Fucking always, dude.
Yeah, man.
The shit that would, like, I listened to, like, in my prime, like, when I was in my band, we played with, like we came up around the time, like, that emo, yes, shit, like, came in. So we played with, like, Take You Back Sunday,
Seosin,
Yellow Card,
Seosin. Dude, I know the guys from Finch.
I played as Seosin a long time ago because, you know, that demo came out and they didn't have a full band yet.
Yeah.
But it blew up.
Uh-huh.
And so they got booked at the Roxy and they said, "Oh, we'll book the show. And by that time, we should have a bass player." And they didn't.
Oh,
so,
man,
they're like, "We don't want to get burned at the Roxy." So they asked us, like, "Can you play as Seosin?" So, yeah, we went to the Roxy and we played as Seosin.
Dope. Yeah. Dude, I fucking love Anthony Green.
There was nobody there. It was like five people there, but,
you know. I saw Circus Survive from the beginning, dude. And then, you know, I saw them later with their later shows.
Yeah.
Man, I got mad love for Anthony, bro. He's such a fucking animal.
That Chino feature, that song they do?
I didn't really like that song he did with Anthony Green, bro. But I love Anthony's cover of Diamond Eyes, bro.
Oh.
Have you heard that shit? That shit is hard as...
That is good.
Oh, shit.
It's not hard, but, like, the way Anthony plays it, it's slower.
Yeah.
But, man, Anthony's such a wonderful fucking singer, bro. Like...
He's amazing.
I saw him back in the day, like, outside the Glass House and stuff like that. And this was for, like, the Juturna and then the On Letting Go records. So he would come out and, dude, he played for, like, 2 hours acoustic with just people lining up.
Yeah, and, like, I hear a lot of the stories. Like, I think he would do that, man, a lot before the show.
So sweet, bro. Like, I had a homie outside of Ventura when they opened up for Deftones. It was one of the first Deftones shows. Mm. But Circus Survive opened. And, man, that was another bucket list show right there because I love those two bands. Fucking my friend was like, "Dude, you made me cry." And Anthony was like, "Oh, fuck, I'm sorry." I fucking never forgot that shit, bro. I was like, "Fucking weenie, bro."
He's like, "My bad."
That's exactly how he sounded. He's like, "Oh, I'm sorry." I'm like, "Fucking Chris, why would you say that to him, bro?" Good times, Max.
Good times.
How do you feel about Spotify? Because we come from a generation where we go to the record store and, like, just pick out, like, it was expensive. It was an expensive thing to want to, like, do.
Backside Records, bro.
Yeah, like, $20 a record. Like, I was poor back in the day. So, yeah, not having Spotify, I think that's why I listened to so much music, because I couldn't afford it back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be on TV. I guess that's what I'm listening to, the radio. But now it's just everything's free.
Oh, yeah.
$14.99 or whatever a month.
I miss that. I miss, like, going to, like, the West Covina Mall, that big Tower Records that they had. Mm-hmm. Because that's where I would go to find out, like, where the local bands were playing. Because they'd always have, like, the hand-drawn flyers there. And that's how I even became, like, well, that's how I got into, like, playing music. Because I would see those flyers. I was like, dude, like my aspiration was like one day I want to see my band's name on one of those fucking hand drawn flyers.
That's so
sad. Then I started playing music and then eventually made my way into that band, and we had some pretty moderate success. But yeah, you know, hand drawn started off with hand drawn.
Do you
flyers.
Have your old band's music online?
I do. Or? Yeah, I'll send it to you.
So cool.
You
can yeah, take a send it to us, man. We'll totally rock that shit here.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for new bands or old bands or whatever, dude. Like, I like to listen to everything.
Yeah, yeah. I'll send it. Like, I'll send it out. You guys check it out. And tell me what you think. I think you can hear the Deftones and Glassjaw influences if you listen to the music. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, most of our following is like Deftones fans or like you know friends of us that follow us. So, yeah, you'll hopefully get some followers and stuff. And
yeah, and I was gonna say. If anybody, when is this air? When is it going to air?
When do you want?
I mean, we could put it out with this Friday or we could release it Monday so that everybody has a week to hear it and then your show's that Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But whenever you want, bro, honestly, just.
It's up to you guys, but if it's going to be released before the show, like, you know, if people are listening and they've made it this far, if they want to come up to me at the show and, you know, maybe.
Autograph their boobs?
No. I'll if they. Think of a phrase, non dick related. For them to come up to me and say, so that I know that they listen to it, and then I'll give them a shirt.
Something that only Coffee Tigers
yeah.
listeners would know.
Mm.
Damn.
Cock and cum.
That's all that non-Duke related, so he says
that.
Cock.
Gil was like, hey, I had some dude come up to me and say, you fucking lost my cock or something. Just say waves, my waves this dig or something like I don't know.
Carnuba wax.
There you go.
Carnuba wax.
All right. If somebody comes up to me at the show and says, "Hey, Carnuba wax," then I'll give them a shirt.
Yes.
Oh, woo!
And I'll get you guys a shirt too.
No. Come up to me and say, "My dick smells like Carnuba wax." Okay. And I'll give you a shirt.
If you just say Carnuba wax, it'll count.
My girlfriend's parents are going, so if somebody comes up to me and says that,
they're just yelling at him in his face.
They're like, "What the fuck, Gil?"
Just what
fucking animals you hang out with?
Who are these animals?
Mija, we don't approve of this guy.
So yes, go up to him and just give him a hug and be like, "Carnuba wax."
Yeah,
and then he'll hook you up.
Get a shirt.
I'm sure people will listen to this. We have some diehards.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Six.
We've taken breaks.
Six.
We've taken breaks. And like when we come back and do it, we always thank our listeners. And we have some diehard fans. That,
yeah, bro. They're always like, when are you guys going to fucking record again?
Yeah, they I'm get like, kind of upset. They make us like a routine. Like we'll throw out a show like on Monday or something. I think we're doing pretty consistently.
Yeah, we won't say anything on the social media. And then it'll be like, oh, just record and we'll put it out.
So I worked at Tommy's Burger right here in Eagle Rock. And one time a guy came in the drive-thru and he ordered orange juice and like a breakfast burrito, and then he comes up to the window and I had to tell him, I'm like, hey, we don't have any orange juice because like they're all out of date, they went bad. And like he was distraught, like he had like a white collar shirt with the tie and he probably went to a job he didn't like, and the highlight of his day was going to be that orange juice, and I had to tell him no. So that's what I think about when I get reached out and they're like, hey, when's the next episode? I thought it was like Monday or something. I think about that orange juice guy. Like,
the guy was like, you know what? Fuck Coffee Tiger.
Yeah, it was going to be like, we're the orange juice, you know? Sometimes
we are the orange juice.
Like, I take it serious, you know? Like, I want to be that orange juice and I want to be like not out of date, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be there for
we take some long breaks sometimes, man. Going through it sometimes, bro.
Like we took all of 2022 off, I think, or 2021. Yeah, like, you know, we didn't record.
How long have you guys
year.
Been doing the podcast?
Since like 2018, huh?
Something like that.
We should do it in my car, bro. Like we've had major upgrades with these microphones.
Oh, I quit Pep Boys, and the next month I think we started Coffee Tigers. So I had a lot of free time and like we just dove in. And yeah, like a quick story. I went to Guitar Center. I hadn't been there in years. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm trying to like record a podcast off of my phone, but I want to see how many mics I can deliver into my phone. Mm-hmm. And the guy just kind of smiled and like, oh, he gave me the thumbs up. Like, that's a cool thing to do. And we figured it out. Like, we were working off the phone for like the first few episodes.
Yeah.
And like, it was working pretty well. But then like, we just started investing and
that's pretty cool. These are cool.
It does trip me out when people reach out and they're like, bro, like that shit had me dying laughing or something. And I'm like, you know, when we're here, it's like, to us, it's just like, this is something we're trying to create for people to hopefully laugh or enjoy. The whole thing is just to make people laugh.
Yeah, and no, we'll listen to the episode, man. And we're dying. Like, when we listen to it, we're like, we can't believe.
I'm like, fuck, we're so great.
No, I was just telling Nainster, one of our friends, I'm like, yeah, every episode, it's like we turn it off, and I'm like, I'm going to regret that tomorrow.
Like, fuck, people think I'm an asshole. Yeah, man, it cheers me out, man. But we appreciate the support that we get from, like, our homies or whoever just fucking listens, dude. Like,
yeah, that's cool.
This is some type of fucking therapy right here for just to laugh and pass the time. So.
Yeah, it's good.
But we really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, I had a great fucking time, man. Appreciate
thank you, man. And thank again, you for letting fucking Deftones forever, man.
Thank you for being normal. Like, I didn't even know your name or, like, anything about you. And, like, I was kind of hiding
four guys
in the house. I don't know this guy. Like, I'm going to hide the silverware.
Yeah. Is that what I heard when I went in the restroom?
Put it away.
Like, dude, put the dildo away. Fuck. I don't think he's gonna like that shit. I was the one that reached out to you, bro. And I seen you guys twice. So I was like, man, I'm gonna ask these dudes if they want to come on, because we were fucking diehard Deftones fan on this shit. So like, we love the fact that you guys have a Deftones cover band too. And, like, that shit's awesome, bro.
This is unofficially a Deftones podcast. I would say
there's awesome. Always some Deftones story.
I don't think there is an episode where we don't do a Deftones story. So
that's cool, man. I love it.
There you go.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, of course.
You guys ready to call it or what?
Yeah. I think that's a good, cool, sentimental way to end the pod.
Gilliam, where can we find you at on social media or anything you want?
At WavesBand23. And then if you want my personal one, it's This Is Not Gil. But with, like, dots in between every word.
Okay, cool. On Instagram, right?
On Instagram.
Great.
Okay, are you on TikTok or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, same thing, WavesBand23.
Great.
Cool, yeah. Give them a follow, show them some love, and then they have a show coming up April 13th at The Mix in Pasadena, which is next Saturday, right?
Right. It's a week from the Saturday. And yes. Yeah, there you go. And it's a Saturday.
Again,
no excuse.
We'll be there. Coffee Tech guys will be there.
Yeah,
and
we'll be
again,
there. We'll roll
go up to Gil and scream
Carnuba Wax.
Carnuba Wax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't add anything to that, okay? His family's
no
there.
No dick.
Dick free.
No dick.
Don't yell dick at him, please.
That's a good one. Don't yell dick at him.
There's like eight titles for this one.
I mean, we always have to whittle it down. We end up whittling it down.
Which is like the funniest one. You know?
Do a vote on Instagram.
I think Sandra Flores, that's a memorable one where she's all like, he's going to fuck the pancake out of me.
Yeah. I'm going to use your snatch as an ashtray. That was a good one.
That's a good one.
I'm going to palm Sunday your pussy. That one got a lot of good feedback.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
The context. Oh, God.
Yes. Anyway.
All right. Jose.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been another episode of Coffee Tigers. My name's Jose, and you can find me at Only Period Forever 85. And my weed page is at Efficient_grow, and allegedly, and Angel.
I'm not on Instagram anymore. I do have a TikTok, but I don't even know how to use that shit. So,
but the Coffee Tigers.
Coffee Tigers podcast on Instagram.
Sylvia.
Twitter and Instagram. Silver in a Coma, and I'm still debating whether I'm going to get rid of my joke account, Diddy Whispers, because of what has happened to Sean P. Diddy Combs. He's kind of come under fire. He's getting canceled. He's being arrested. So I don't know if I'm going to shut that down or not. Or maybe I'll just hang on to it forever. We'll see.
Yes. Thank you guys. We fucking love you guys. And yeah, keep on keeping.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on trucking.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.